dragon that you know how the bubbles feel book it. Chapter 10. You insert the black key into the lock that was hiding the cellar. It is very dark down here.
You didn't even go down yet.
That's not funny. Your brother died that way.
Of course it's funny. You never had a brother. You hook slide down to the cellar. What is wrong with your eye? It's been like that the whole time. Grocery list. Eggs, ground to a grazer, bread, cookies. You knock all that food into a corner because there's no garbage. Run food can F off. You look around the fridge and find a post-it note. Damn, they don't build locks, fridges, and chains like this anymore. You're pretty sure you could ride out a nuke in a bad movie in this thing. Fridges are serious business. It's a combination lock. When it's a Rowan, you know you aren't getting inside. You use precognition. You remove the tablecloth. What a surprise! That cord leads up out of the cellar.
You try out these confounded combination ideas, and they don't seem to work. There aren't any more numbers on the counter. Surely there must be a simpler solution than trying every possible combination. You take notice that the lock resets after three numbers. It's a common three-input single-dial combination lock. That doesn't seem to work either. Everything you need to know or to have found to solve the combination has been seen.
Oh great, it unlocked. Oh god, it unlocked.
You back up and hop up onto the counter and grab the cable hanging down. This action keeps you out of the way of the tentacle swinging towards where you were, missing you by a large enough margin. It seeps from the fridge some, growling angrily in your direction. Hostile? Check. You smash your hammer into its face. You hear a loud crack. In fact, you hear two of them. The first is the blow struck against the creature. The second is your leg when it coils around and squeezes. You feel blood struggling to flow in and out of your leg underneath the boot.
I have had enough of this shit.
You smash the arm holding you hard, separating it from its main body.
I know I'm not perfect. I know I have sinned. But none of you fuckers are doing me in. Splorch.
Together, underneath the moon, I have no idea what is wrong with her, but I patched up her arm and started working on her other injuries. She doesn't know what happened to her, and it's not like I have many people to talk to, do I? Everyone is dead. I give her liquor to drink and she smiles for me.
Love you, Epsilon.
She mumbles in a drunken manner, nuzzling my leg. The liquid man and the musical temple dweller that were at the mountain, they're alive. Maybe they can help me figure out what happened to her.
You update your journal.
Did you know Epsilon knew Delta?
Yes, you did.
Some of it is still pretty foggy, but you were indeed close to him.
You hadn't remembered getting hired and sent on a boat to work at the marina here. Nothing abnormal, just another job as a mechanic. Mending ice guy, and here you are now.
Don't let them, escapes your lips. You're just not sure who them is.
Inventory. Snow cone flavoring, no. Gas mask, hell's furry. Floppy disk, locket. Empty magic jar. Cane, cable, wanted poster. Electrician's manual, Epsilon's key. Metal piece, navigable horn. Pouch items, goggles, wrench. Mission, frog. Necromancy book.
Your foot feels pretty bad. You can walk on it, but you're not going to be moving as quick as you would normally. You climb out and pull your cable back.
You have the idea to go through the mound to reach Ikkit, but it will be dangerous. You update your journal and limp your way through the mountain. You actually make it very far without any trouble by some stroke of luck. Now you're at the bridge and are admittedly a little frightened. You haven't gotten stronger to face the monster in the chasm. In fact, you are now at a further disadvantage. The curiosity of what is below does not have enough of a voice in your mind with that even said. You start to run, but you are interrupted. The previous encounter, you teleported very far away and ran like hell to get away, only after falling on your face and failing to get away under normal conditions. You teleport very far away right off the bat from the appearance of the Great Spirit of Death.
It's Sally, wait,
whispers the spirit, but you are already gone. You are in Ikkit's shop. You lean over the desk and go to look behind the counter.
Hi, welcome back to my shop. Did you come to buy some of my goods or did you bring back the bounty?
You sell the fuck out of that horn.
Thanks, these are pretty rare. Did you want to go in your shopping while you're here?
High quality goods. 18, vintage fire slider. 42, rare yellow jewel. Here's what Ikkit has for sale. The liquor sounds really good, and you could probably share it with Mint. From what the voices in your head say, you can probably have a necklace made out of the yellow jewel. You turn to your side dramatically, mulling over the purchases, being 2 points away from purchasing both items. Well, I have almost have enough for both. I don't suppose you could lower the price just a little bit for me, you sexy rat, Yuku. Ikkit bursts into laughter.
Oh my, to think my discounts are not already enough for you as they are. Since you were so sweet, I'll give you another point to help you purchase my fine goods. That makes it easier, doesn't it?
No, because you're still one off. So about that basement, my slick-suited friend.
Would you like to take a visit? You've definitely proven yourself a valuable customer. Who knows? Perhaps you will find a point in a floor crack or something. Then you can be drunk and have this fine mysterious yellow gemstone.
Sure, just go down first.
Well, normally it's ladies first, but on a request, of course.
He opens the hatch and climbs down a ladder. You follow down afterward. The room has a cage with a strange field in between two strange animals.
What did you think was down here? Some kind of sadomasochistic sex chamber? Just think about me raping you senseless. Where is the money in that? Well, come to think of it, there probably is a lot of money.
Shut up. What the hell is this exactly?
Well, I get carried away there. This is where my more interesting customers make bets on animal fights. Sort of a lacking in rich, daring folk nowadays, so you'll do. Want to make a bet? I'll give you one more point if you can guess which one wins this last fight. I figure I should let them kill each other before I move out anyway. Seems like a fun way to help you buy my goods.
What fun?
People die when they are killed.
You use precognition.
You bet on black.
Ikkit snickers and shuts the field in between them down. The strange bipedal creature puts up a pretty good fight. It eventually ends when the black one rips its neck and guts out.
Lucky choice there. There you go, and I can buy all my goods. Pleasure doing business with you.
Your aura feels different.
Yeah, let's go up and make the purchases.
Excellent!
You up the ladder and make your purchases of the vintage fire slider and the yellow jewel.
I will probably be leaving my shop soon, no business here. You can take the animal if you want.
You try to pet the dog. It doesn't seem to agree with the idea. It backs up and barks at you.
Your problem now,
Ikkit says and vanishes behind the counter. You lower down to eye level to the dog. It's okay, boy, you say softly, and slowly try to allow it to sniff your hand. It still doesn't seem to be your friend, unfortunately. Without your attempt to get the dog off of you, it seems frightened of you,
detaches and flees shortly after its reactive bite. You are left standing in the shop. Bad dog, you mumble to yourself. You step out of the shop and lay down on the porch. You currently have a gimped right leg. Chasing it never crossed your mind, teleport or not. You decide to rest on the porch and stare at the stars and the moon. You figure your face and leg will feel better later. Then you'll go to Mint's. Then you'll drink. That will be pleasant. You still remember being at the bar on Monstro Island after losing your job. This was before this island. Before Epsilon. Before getting a job at the marina. You were drunk. You were upset. A black cat in a porcelain mask approached the bar.
Why, young lady, you look like you need another drink.
After a good nap, you wake over up and head over to Min's hut. She doesn't react poorly to your entrance, and blows a cool wave of smoke out.
Hey, Sally, did you need something?
I got this expensive liquor. Would you like to share? Fire slider.
That would be wonderful.
Mint warmly smiles toward you. You pass the bottle back and forth to begin your shared liquor enjoyment. Immediately on the prospect, even before the liquor touches your tongue, you seem to be completely filled with impure thoughts about Mint.
You aren't entirely surprised because this happened when you spent time with her before. Your first defense against the idea is new. What would new think?
Let me watch her join in and you're more than welcome, baby.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Mint digs around and holds something out towards you.
Hiya, you can have this since you have any of my good booze. It's a necklace of some form. Joe found it, but we don't know what use it is.
You pass the bottle over towards Mint. Thanks for the gift, either way. Who's Cho? While you hold the bottle out, Mint crawls over. You assume this is to get the drink again, but she leans over and presses her hands to your breasts instead.
Oh, I meant Cho. She's a very lovely blue skunk. She's a thief, so I guess she's not highbrow like you and your marina job. I'm a druggie, though. I guess you can say she saved my life.
You could have told me that without your hands on my breasts, you reply, blushing slightly.
Yeah, I probably could have.
The marina has been available since you came outside the mountain. You're not faring well to resist Mint's charms. You slowly lower the liquor to the ground as Mint lays you down while giving you a tender kiss on your lips.
I have a boyfriend new. I don't know if you start to say.
I have two. I'm pretty sure your boyfriend won't have an issue with you plus one or two if it comes to that. This island is a horrific place. Let's enjoy it more before you leave and possibly don't come back again.
You enjoy yourself for a while.
So yeah, I was there when the Black Plague creature ravaged Chilitown. It was like a person enshrouded in black. It killed everyone who didn't escape and it corrupted things. The psychic Kazoo said he said that the Black Death came from the marina. He said the pieces of the key would be in the fires of the island and in the ice as well. We went towards the volcano, but, well, I didn't go. None of them came back.
That sounds pretty crappy, Mint. I was in the tavern drinking. I was almost killed, but Nu saved me.
How lucky. The problem is that Chu didn't want us at sale. After a long while, there was no further sign of the creature. Chu ran off to see what she could steal on the island. Haven't seen her at all.
You take the panties off of your head and put on your goggles. You get your things together and prepare to leave. You give Mint a goodbye grope. She squeezes your hand in the process.
I'll be sure to keep an eye out for Jill. Hope she isn't dead. I hope you don't die either.
She says and takes a hit from her hookah. The bottle of liquor is now drained. I'll do my best. So now you know a little more, and you have that necklace.
Do you intend to go towards the marina, or are there any other places you care to go first? Due to your fear of water, and since the new rising suggestion to visit the strange landmark seems like a good idea, you go there instead. Luckily, you managed to make it here without any trouble. You stand in the middle and slowly set the amulet in the marking in the middle. It glows red. You feel strange. Something is happening. It's a little late to get off. You fall. You fall down the pit for some time. Deep down into the darkness. Chapter End.